This news update's being brought to you by Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Michigan lawmakers are increasing pressure as the October 1st deadline looms to finalize the state budget after missing the self-imposed July 1st deadline. While past years have shown the serious budget negotiations often happen late December or September, this year signs point to renewed talks between Republicans and Democrats. Senate Republican leader Eric Nesbitt urged Democrats to join negotiations focusing on fixing the roads, prioritizing education, and respecting taxpayers. Meanwhile, Democrats face pressure from school districts for funding clarity. Representative Donnie Steele emphasized the importance of finalizing a budget that does not raise taxes and addresses infrastructure and education needs. Historically, budget deals have been finalized in late September when control is split in both the legislature. The failure to finalize the budget by the deadline risks a government shutdown, which has occurred in Michigan only briefly in 2007 and 2009, but it could now jeopardize state services and employee salaries. The budget deadlock occurs amid sharp partisan divides when Republicans controlling the House and Democrats pulling the Senate, complicating the negotiating process. Lawmakers continue to work against the clock to avoid a shutdown that could impact roads, schools, and public safety in Michigan. The five-day search for missing 36-year-old Raymond Babbitt of Owendale ended Saturday morning when his body was found. He was discovered about 9 a.m. by members of Christian Aid Ministries, known as CAM, which is an all-volunteer search and rescue group. They worked with several local firemen and Huron County Sheriff's Department. CAM staged a command center behind the Owendale-Gagetown School to start search for the man who was last seen on September the 15th. CAM has command trailer equipped with computers, mapping software, GPS units, and a communication system of handheld radios and a repeater and more. Babbitt's body was found by the CAM team in a cornfield off of 3rd Street. He was deceased. CAM teams have been working since 2016 to help find missing for their families. The all-volunteer group helped locate the missing. They help during flash floods, tornadoes, and rapid response situations. An investigation by the Huron County Sheriff's Department and Huron County Medical Examiner determined the fatal gunshot wound found on the victim was self-inflicted. It's very likely he took his life as far back as Monday, September the 15th, said Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen. Babbitt was removed and released to funeral home personnel. The incident's now closed, according to the sheriff. In the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department and the St. Paul Lutheran Church of Carroll will host a pop-up food pantry next month. The free food distribution will be at 12:15 p.m. on Sunday, October the 12th, and the distribution will be done at St. Paul Lutheran Church at 503 South State Street in Carroll.
If it's been a while since you moved into your home, there are probably new demands on your electrical system. Adding appliances and circuits increase the demand on wiring in your home. Don't wait for scorched and overloaded wiring to alert you. Contact your licensed professionals at Mauer Electric to check your home before you lose it all.
This is Nikki Melnick from Mauer Electric. If integrity and honesty matter to you, call us today for a free estimate on any project you have. Call Mauer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171 today.
Lawyers for music mogul Sean Diddy Combs are urging a judge to sentence him early next month to no more than 14 months in prison for his conviction on two prostitution-related charges. The lawyers made their arguments Monday in a written submission to the New York federal judge, Aaron Subramanian. He's already rejected bail for Combs, signaling he believes he must serve more time behind bars, despite being exonerated in July of the more serious racketeering conspiracy and sex trafficking charges. Prosecutors, who will submit their recommendations prior to the October 3rd sentencing, have already said they urge Combs to stay in prison substantially longer than the 4 to 5 years they originally thought. And Nour Abu Hasiri is one of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians staying in Gaza City as Israel presses on with an offensive to take it over. Even though Israel's warned civilians to leave the city as it escalates attacks on Hamas, she's stuck in the basement of her parents' home with debilitating leg injuries from an airstrike earlier in the war. She says she hasn't enough money to move south to live in a tent camp for displaced families, and it feels like she and her three daughters are waiting to die. That's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Mauer Electric, a Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric, a Bad Axe.
Saving money on your monthly electric bill is easy with Mowry Electric, located at 28 Westland Drive in Bad Axe. 35 plus years of experience means Mowry Electric can help find cost-reducing electrical solutions for your factory, business, farm, or home. Don't spend more money than you have to on electricity. Stop in today to see how you can start saving on your monthly energy bills today and put more money back in your pocket. Call 989-269-8171 for Mowry Electric's energy saving solutions.
This is Nikki Melnick from Mowry Electric. If integrity and honesty matter to you, call us today for a free estimate on any project you have. Call Mauer Electric and Bad Axe at 989-269-8171 today.
That's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.